Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
6:23. Good morning, everybody. It's Bill and Jessica Show.
What's up? Good morning. Sunny skies today. Highs in the mid-70s.
Yes, it is the first of the month. Actually, it's the second. But it is the beginning of the month. Yesterday was the first.
Yeah.
Can't believe it's already June.
Time is flying by.
Crazy, crazy. It's June, guys. It's June.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Man, summer's definitely here. Yep. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. A couple different ways to get up with us. 302-858-5117. You can text or call in. Hit us up on all our social media by going to power1017.com. Good morning to everybody watching us, Bill and Jessica Show.
Hello.
TV. We are streaming live up on the official Power 1017 TikTok page. You guys can watch us live here in the studio every Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. And, of course, we go on Facebook from time to time and all that jazz. Shout out to our grand prize winner of the HVAC system.
Yes, Megan and Delmar.
Yes, man. Unbelievable day on Friday.
That was awesome.
Got to say, yeah, we went out to service today in Seaford. We were out there with our sister stations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we went live on Facebook.
Yes.
We had the build up. If you guys miss any of it, you know, it's still up there. You know, as we went live, the pictures, we were live there with our sister stations. And, you know, shout out to Sebastian, who,
did a great job.
IT computer guy working behind the scenes, just did an incredible job. But Megan Grafman from Delmar, our grand prize winner of the Stay Cool Win Big HVAC giveaway on Friday. That's a brand new HVAC system, Jess, worth up to $20,000.
Yes.
And I couldn't think of anyone like more deserving. I mean, she broke out in tears. She said
so
that
emotional.
You know, they've been using baseboard heat for a long time, and she's got, you know, her husband and kids and just all of it.
They
so
tried to get it fixed in the past, and they were just like trying to troubleshoot it over and over and over, just couldn't get it right.
I mean, you know, brand new system they're going to install for her and all that.
Yeah.
And that's how we do. That's how we do here at the Voice Radio Network and Power 1017. You know, we're live and local. We hook up local people right here on the shore, and, you know, we appreciate that. And just all I got to say about that is just keep listening.
Mm-hmm.
Anything more I can say is just keep listening, because we're going to continue to hook you up right here. Local. So again, Megan Grafman and Delmar, grand prize winner, that Stay Cool Win Big HVAC system giveaway. And, you know, when we first started talking about giving away HVAC system, you don't really, you know, we give away concert tickets, we give away money, we give away trips, we give away a ton of prizes.
Yeah.
You don't really hear about a lot of radio stations giving away an HVAC system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, what? You're giving away what? It's like, it's kind of like, I don't want to say a weird prize, but it's a weird prize.
Yeah, people go, you know? You're giving away what?
But when you think about it, it's like such an like a necessity,
right?
And like it's a need.
Yes.
And I mean, something that can, it's better than
life-changing
a trip.
Yeah.
You know, like more than a concert ticket. You know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. So big success again. Thanks to everybody. Thanks to all the participants. You know, and we appreciate you guys listening. Big success on Friday. After that, though, we went into the weekend. How was your weekend, Jess?
It was good. It was busy, but it was good.
Yeah. The rain on Saturday.
Oh, I know.
Just the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were, our son had a baseball game on Saturday morning, and he was supposed to have two. They ended up canceling the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did it ahead of time. So he only had one game on Saturday at 8 a.m.
Oh, that early.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were done for the day. And then, you know, we came home for a little bit, and all of a sudden, like, the sky started falling.
I know. Hail? Did you have any hail?
We didn't have any hail,
okay.
But I know very close to us had hail.
Yeah.
And people were taking pictures and putting
crazy
up the hail.
Yep.
So, I mean, it was just, it was crazy. So, and then, you know, we, my wife and I went out to dinner, I mean, we ended up having a great weekend. But on Sunday, he had another game yesterday, and they had already, you know, like, had the schedule out, so he only had one game on Sunday because of all the the fields and the schedules and all that. So it was like wasn't even really like a real tournament. You know, so it was one game on Saturday, one game on Sunday. Have a nice weekend. You know, so it was just a weird, it was a weird baseball weekend. Well, but this week
it's going to be good, right?
Yesterday was actually a nice day. Mm-hmm. It turned out to be a real nice day. But this week, today is a high what?
Today is the high, like mid 70s.
Yeah. After today, I think it's going to go up in the 80s the rest of the week.
I hope so.
High 70s. You know, and a couple days, I think it's supposed to be in the 80s. Supposed to be a real nice week. Ocean City this weekend, and shout out to everybody who had to play basketball this weekend. There was tournaments going on at the OC Rec, at the Convention Center. Ocean City was not very, like, packed this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to start changing because I think the weather's going to warm up. Mm-hmm. So after, I mean, even starting today, it's supposed to be nice. And
the kids are getting out of school, all the things.
You know, so, and then that's the other thing. Somebody asked me, when's the last day of school? Worcester goes until the 16th.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The 16th.
I think we're done next week.
That's because all the snow days.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Graduates are already done. And graduation, by the way. Great graduation. Decatur graduated on Friday. They broadcasted it up on their YouTube page.
I saw the pictures. How beautiful.
Yeah. In and out. They beat the weather.
Yeah, I know.
It was like the largest graduating class in history.
Gosh.
And they were done in an hour and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
Normally, we thought it was going to go 3 hours. That's how it would normally go.
Hour and
go.
A half. In and out.
In and out. Hour and a half. Because, they were done. So it was good, though. It was good. You know, and shout out to Superintendent Lou Taylor. He is on his going away tour.
Wow.
He was up there giving his last, speech at a graduation for Decatur.
Yeah.
So, but no, Snowhill graduated, Decatur graduated. Not sure. I think Pocomoke already did, but
okay.
I know there's a bunch of graduations this week as well. Mm-hmm. And then, off into summer.
Yeah.
This, I think, does this officially start senior week? I think in Ocean City, this,
I don't know.
The next two or three weeks is senior week. Yeah. I believe so. Senior week, and they still got Worcester County going
bugs.
To schools.
Do they call them the June bugs?
They do call them the June bugs.
June bugs are in town.
Yeah, so, but like I said, it was still not as busy in Ocean City this weekend. But again, I think it was because of the weather. The weather, I think everything has shifted a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has gone a little bit, like even after when Labor Day hits, I think summer extends a little bit longer.
Yeah. And it's nice in September.
I think it stays warmer. Yeah. That's a thing.
Even the pool stays open later.
Good.
So.
Is your pool's open now, right?
Oh, yes.
All good?
Yep.
So you'll get home today and people will be out there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's good. Man, be there every day.
Mm-hmm.
6:31. It is the Bill and Jessica show. It's a Monday. Let's do this right here.
Say what? That's crazy.
Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, the topicalfruit.com. The topicalfruit.com posted a list of 10 things that happened 10 years ago this week.
Okay.
All right.
10 years ago.
10 years ago this week, Kim Kardashian was pregnant with her second child.
Okay.
Also, the New York Times announced thongs were going out of style.
Thongs?
Yeah, going out of style. And Vanity Fair, the cover, introduced the world to Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, 10 years ago. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wild, right? Today is National Leave Work Early Day.
Oh.
National Leave Work Early Day.
I can jump on that trend.
Round of applause. Round of applause. Yes.
Jump on that trend.
Yeah, right. Right. A list of surefire excuses to get out of work include a family emergency. Okay. If you're thinking about trying to leave, diarrhea. That's another, that's another reason.
I like that one.
Excuse me. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea. Cha, cha, cha. Also, there's an issue with the pet.
Oh.
Okay. That old gag.
An issue with the pet.
And I accidentally soiled my pants. Another reason.
That is so embarrassing. Please. But even if it's a lie, you got to do it.
But please go.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, but please. Please, whatever you got to do, just go take care of that.
Just please go.
In a poll, more than 70% of Americans believe that they are above average or far above average in trustworthiness. Hmm. Also, loyalty and honesty. But less than 20% say the same about their running and dancing ability.
Oh.
So, people...
Can't run and can't dance.
People believe that people are above average in trustworthiness, loyalty, and honesty more than they do about running and dancing. there's a trend going viral on TikTok where people are putting jalapenos in their white wine. Ugh. Some experts are on board, but there's science that suggests, like, apparently it's a sensible combination. But I don't know.
What's it make it like spicy?
Who knows? The Wall Street Journal did a big write-up on how welcome in has become the new go-to greeting in a lot of stores. All right. Welcome in.
Oh, welcome in.
Welcome in.
Welcome in.
Welcome. No one's sure how or why it happened, but everyone used to just say welcome.
Yeah.
And now apparently they're saying welcome in.
Okay.
A 27-year-old stalker in California got arrested after he broke into a woman's house and woke her up by sucking her toes.
No. Disgusting. All right. Sick.
Some good news stories today. Cops in New Jersey saved a 2-year-old who climbed into a luggage belt, like onto a luggage belt, while his mom wasn't looking. And also, someone started a GoFundMe for a kid in Atlanta who graduated high school and immediately left to work a shift at Burger King.
Aww.
Okay. Jessica's favorite place.
That's like dedication.
And if you live anywhere with heat, humidity, or cold winters, your garage is not a good place for storage. All right. Here's a few items that you should never store in your garage.
Okay.
I think that's Delmarva, right?
Yeah.
Pet food,
okay.
Wine, blankets, paint, and electronics.
Hmm.
Things you should not store in your garage. I would say around here, but anywhere with heat, humidity, and cold winters.
Mm-hmm.